Reed Clark, CEO of Sport Edmonton, joins us to talk about Fresh Nets. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So tell us about the Fresh Nets Hockey Edition program.
So the Fresh Nets Hockey Edition program is us kind of continuing to build on the Fresh Nets actually basketball program that we've been doing this summer and fall, where we actually replaced 400 basketball rims and nets at community leagues all across the Edmonton area. So with that, we thought, okay, well, now we're going into the winter season. Can we kind of extend this? And there's so many great community rinks. I mean, I think there's over 120 that are operated by volunteers across the city of Edmonton. So we said, what do they need? And reaching out to them, they said, well, you know, we don't have a lot of great nets. Some are 30 years old. Some are in great shape. So we said, okay, well, let's take this Fresh Nets initiative and switch it to hockey. And we're able to get some great partners with Hockey Edmonton, the Oilers Foundation, the Oil Kings on board, and the Federation of Canadian Leagues, obviously. So we're able to get new nets to all these community league rinks because it's such a great place for people to learn how to play and just kind of come together from a community perspective.
Yeah, you touched on it a little bit there. Why is it so important, you know, to replace hockey nets? Why is that a big thing for the community of Edmonton?
Well, it's one of those things that is like, you know, they'll make sure the rink or the ice is done, everything, but the nets are, it's like a little detail, but it's a big deal that isn't maybe looked at after the talk all the time. And, you know, we kind of have such a unique thing with the community leagues in Edmonton and these rinks that are maintained by volunteers mostly, right? And it's where everyone kind of learns how to play hockey or go out and skate. So, you know, it's really important to kind of cherish those things. And we've got, you know, the climate for it. We can maintain it. And, you know, we really want to get sports community together. And if kids or newcomers or whoever can just go out to their community rink and just walk across the street or go down a few blocks and get there, I think that's something that we've got to really, you know, emphasize and do whatever we can to make possible.
You mentioned a couple of your partners in this program because you got several key organizations to be a part of it. How do these partnerships help bring the program to life?
Working with Hockey Edmonton and their relationship with the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation, and they're really trying to do all they can to get into grassroots hockey and community support, which ties into this perfect. So we brought the idea to their attention. They're all in favor of supporting it. And then we brought the Oil Kings in, and, you know, one of their mandates is to really push community initiatives. And they said, well, let's get the team out and some players. So they're going to come out to a few of these community league rinks that have been refreshed and had new nets, and they're going to do a little practice and meet and greet then. We're going to pick some community leagues when we kind of get this done and we do a draw. And it's been great to have them on board and see their kind of commitment with it. And then, you know, the Federation Community Leagues is a really good connector to get us into all these different places across the city. So you need a whole bunch of partners and you need them all to be committed. So, you know, I'm happy to get them all on board for this initiative.
For anyone listening that wants to be a part of this too and help support grassroots hockey, how can we get involved with something like Fresh Nets?
Yeah, you know, we put it out to community leagues already and they put the request in. But if there is still some rinks that need nets or there's some opportunities out there, the best way is to get a hold of us through Sport Edmonton. So, you know, I'll even give my email address is the best way to do it. So it's rclarke, C-L-A-R-K-E, @ sportedmonton.com. So rclarke @ sportedmonton.com. Drop me a note, let me know the opportunity, and we'll do our best to make sure we can make that happen.
Well, we'll put the link up on our website, ravenradio.ca, so everyone can read about it and find you if they need to. Reed, thank you so much for this, and Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.